my cake day. So, of course, I bought myself a present. Because who doesn't like presents? This is a Tanga Flip Black. And this will be an unboxing and review audio. So, this comes in a kind of a blister packy thing. But it's actually easy to open. I have a knife standing by. But there's a tab on the bottom that pulls back. Why isn't everything pulled back? Alright, so as I open this, the first thing of note about this is it's pretty expensive. It's more expensive than a flashlight, which I also have. And as much as a cordless Hitachi. So this is definitely not an impulse purchase, even though it was an impulse purchase. So there's a label here that's holding it closed that I do need to cut. Okay. Alright, there we go. Opens up nicely. So, this thing, well, it's smaller than a flashlight, but, not really, not exactly small either. So, I'll open it up and see what it looks like inside. This says basically like one of those old Nokia flip phones. Is there a catcher or something? How does this open? Don't tell me I actually have to consult the manual here. Oh, okay, so there's a bottom piece that slides off. It's almost like a puzzle box. And the silicone interior is kind of sticky together. Oh, it's very interestingly shaped and ribbed inside. So, that's interesting. There's three sample lubes with it. Mild, real, and wild. I would assume wild is probably heat or something. Not sure the difference between mild and real. Maybe we'll check the manual. Oh, this is the black model, by the way. Don't remember if I mentioned that. Store I was at had a choice between the black and the white. And the internet seemed to suggest to go with black. How to use, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Wow, that print is tiny. And it's on silver, awesome. Okay, mild. Delicately enveloping lubricant. That's mild. Real. Moisture retentive lubricant that feels real, and wild direct stimulation for a feeling that's wild. Yeah, this whole white print, tiny white print on a gray background, way to go, low contrast. Okay, so I think we're gonna go with the real. And how are these taped in here now? Okay. Now, I do know from the flashlight that it's probably a good idea to run this under some warm water and warm it up. So that's what I'm going to do. And come back in a minute. In the meantime, it will be edited out. Be right back. And I'm back. So, probably should have used my flashlight recently, since the comparison between the two is quite obvious. But I haven't used my flashlight in a little while, and I actually seldom use it because cleanup is, so shall we say, unfortunate. And it looks like that will be one huge advantage with this Tanga. But we'll see. So I'm just lubing things up. And now I will place my cock inside the device and close it. Not a sentence I would have ever expected to say. Now, one of the obvious issues with this thing is it's a sandwich type device, but it could really use a clip or something to hold it closed. Otherwise, you've got to hold it yourself, which I suppose allows you to vary the pressure. However, it seems like an elastic band or two would be really helpful. So, of course, everyone has a bag of rubber bands handy, right? And that's what I am sliding over it. That's better. I don't need a big two-handed grip on it. So, I think I'm now ready to go. Okay, it is a little slurpy. I'm pushing, there's three buttons along the top of it, which allow you to, okay. It's now starting to fuck it a bit. I think I might need more lube. Okay. One nice advantage, you don't have to start hard. There now. Yeah, it is considerably more slurpy than the flashlight. Mm. bit. I'll push the top one. And the middle one. There in place. Going. That was one thing I wanted to try. Cordless attachment. Let's see if I hit it on the end. Pushing on the top button with the attaching. And that works really well. Now I'm squeezing the top buttons with my thumb and forefinger, and I have the attachy down the bottom button at the base. Oh, that's also quite nice. Let's see if I can finish hooking this. Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah. This will be really good for spending the evening sitting around watching porn. Like I'm going to be using up most of one of these vials. Oh, that's good. Oh. Oh. Fuck yes. Fuck. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Fuck. Oh. Fuck. Oh. Yes, to keep it well lubed. Probably need to experiment with that a little more. Just to wrap this up, cleanup is a lot better than the flashlight. Just ran it under some soapy water, sprayed it with some toy cleaner, and let it sit to dry. Much, much better than cleaning a flashlight. Now, whether it's going to be worth the price, I don't know. It is not a cheap toy.